You've got to find a way to win in the league. It doesn't matter where you're playing, we've got to find a way to win games. And I think, you know, gradually the players are getting to know each other as well. And so we've got to accentuate our good points and brush up on our negatives. And you look at the goal that Carlisle scored, and from their point of view, it's a, you know, lads hit a bent-a shot from 20 yards. But him getting on the ball is, from our point of view, is horrendous. He's run past four players to get on the ball. So that's disappointing, and that's things that we have to iron out. And you can only do that in training and, you know, show them how important each aspect of the game is. And at any given time, it can cost you points when it's on Saturday.
You mentioned the players getting to know each other. Is it about away from the training pitch and away from the club as well, just spending time together socially, or, you know, actually getting to know one another as people as well as footballers?
I think you have to get to know each other as people. You have to respect each other as people and understand that they're doing a job together. Jimmy has this phrase that, you know, it's a team sport, and, you know, if you don't want to be involved in the team, go and play darts or golf or snooker. And sometimes your level of performance is directly linked to somebody else's level of performance. And so you can be playing really well, but it counts or not. Or your performance can be dragged down because somebody isn't doing their job. And all the players know the jobs that they have to do. We're quite clear in our pattern of playing, our coaching, how we play. And when we do click, it looks good, as, you know, you've seen that goal that we scored the other day. When we move the ball quick, you know, we can be a threat to anybody.
Have the days of going out for a pint and having a bit of team building together, are they in the past? Is that what you would have perhaps done in non-league, or is there still a time and a place for that kind of thing?
I think there still is a time and a place for that. It's just that you've got to be careful that anything you're trying to do to be a positive can't have a negative implication. So, you know, if players are going out getting rotten drunk on a Thursday, you know, it can affect the performance. So it's got to be balanced. It's got to be done in the right times. And I think they're getting closer. And you can see that just in the changing rooms.
I know you're always very consistent with your not looking at the league table, you know, early days, 10 games. I think you usually use as the barometer in any season. Is there a degree of pressure, though, given that even though it's very early on, you are down there?
Yeah, of course it is. You don't want to lose touch of trying to be in and around the playoffs. And you could quickly find yourself with a mountain to climb by Christmas if you don't start putting points on the board early. We're always mindful of the results. You know, I've been a student of the fact that form tells you the amount of points you're generally going to get. And so we're not playing too badly here. And if we can just improve on slight areas or small areas and get better at what we're doing better, we can start picking up points. Most places we go to is going to have big crowds than us, but we've got to do our talking on the pitch. We've got to control the game on the pitch. And if you want decisions, you've got to be in the team's box more. And if you're in the other team's box more, any decisions can only go in your favour. They can't really go against you. That's something that we're going to be looking at in the next few weeks, starting to get ourselves on the front foot more.
And Notts County, one of those, they come into this league from time to time, don't they? Big clubs that have perhaps fallen on hard times, or you're surprised to see them there if you look at the size of the fan base or whatever. Sleeping giants is the phrase that people use.
Yeah, great phrase, yeah. Well, obviously they are, aren't they? They're a big club. They're a good league position waiting to happen. And they've got a great manager in John Sheridan who's proven he can do it. And so it'll be a good test for us on Saturday. But I know our lads are really chomping at the bit to produce the performance that they hope that's in them. And hopefully that'll come on Saturday.
I know Notts County went with the overseas experiment. They got Ricardo Moniz in and brought in quite a lot of overseas players. Do you feel like they've gone back to the tried and tested with John Sheridan in terms of somebody who's been there and done it?
I like John. I like John as a fella as well. But I've got a lot of respect for him as a manager. And I know that it'll be a tough game on Saturday. But I know that he knows that I'll give him a tough game as well. Or my teams will give him a tough game. So.
In terms of your personnel, we've talked a fair bit about injuries in recent weeks. How much of a boost was it to have Terry Gornell and Jordan Clark both back and fit enough to be on your bench last weekend?
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't think Terry's still 100%. But, you know, his type of player is vital to what we want to do. And there's a good chance of having Scotty Brown back this weekend as well. So all of a sudden, he's starting to look quite strong.
Is Scott Brown a sort of double boost? Obviously, did so well for you last season and at the start of this season, but also brings so much of that experience and influence if he's out there on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, Scotty knows what we're about. Scotty embodies what we're trying to do at the club and how we tend to play football. Yeah, smashing enthusiasm, great lad, and a great footballer. And you need players like that.
Any definite absentees?
Shane McCart's come back with a knock from international duty, so we'll have to monitor that. And we've just got a couple of knocks that we'll have to see how they go by the end of the week.